Log Talk Radio.
Gentlemen, I don't know if you've had an opportunity to recognize just how great our God is, to be able to wake up this morning to see the blue skies, to take one more breath, or for those of you who have the ability to stand and walk around, that God has given us even the gravity that we stand on. How great is our God? We want to also, at this time, take a moment to say, for those folks out there that don't know, we're here to share you so you do know or get a better understanding. And that's all going to be done and shared with you by Pastor Jones. Good evening, Pastor.
Good evening. Welcome, everybody. Greetings, everyone. Before we get started, I'd like everybody to join me now in prayer. So let's get started. Our Father in heaven, we come before you in the name of Jesus Christ and in agreement with your holy word. As we open up our Bibles tonight, we pray that we would hear your voice, because you said in your word that your sheep hears your voice and strangers do not follow. We also ask you that your Holy Spirit would be at work to guide us, to help us in wisdom and understanding and all knowledge that you give us, with open ears and open hearts. We want to hear and receive your holy word. May we be transformed into your likeness. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Greetings, everybody. Welcome to another Wednesday night Bible study. I call it now Wednesdays in the Word. Wednesday night Bible study. So tonight I am taking questions, insights, or any type of topics that you might have, or discussions that you feel that you might not understand, or maybe some of the Bible verses that I speak on, or just what I'm preaching in general. Always feel free to call us or call in at the number, so that way we can answer your questions. If you have the time and you want to interrupt me at any time, you may do so. Call us at 515-605-9360, and I will stop what I'm saying, and I will answer any and all questions that you have. So now, without any further ado, brothers and sisters, let's get into the word. Let's get into the scriptures tonight. Now, you know that you're always invited to come and hear and listen to the word of God being preached in its fullness, just like the apostles had in the day of Pentecost. They believed, preached, and practiced what they also received from the Holy Spirit in the scriptures. We must also practice, believe, and preach the same thing that the apostles had, which is in the scriptures. And that's also Jesus and the Holy Spirit. And if we don't have the same thing, then our doctrine is not the truth. So anytime someone says, oh, well, you know, my doctrine's the Bible, and they're telling you something false, and they don't even believe it themselves, and they're not even practicing or preaching it, then their doctrine is false. So in saying that, that's why some people think there are certain parts of the Bible that they can accept, and then they leave the other parts of it out, and you can't do that. Do you know, now if you do know where our information starts at in the Bible, it starts in Genesis 1:1 through to and ending in Revelation 22, and I believe it's Revelation 22:21 is where the Bible ends, as far as, you know, where everything, where the reading stops. So once you get to the end of that, we got a lot to do, and it's enough to keep you busy, me busy, and everyone busy. And you might have thought to get rid of, you know, the Old Testament. Mm-mm. Don't do that. Don't get rid of anything. Don't get rid of nothing. And because once you get rid of certain things, because God said, obey my commandments, and that's including the Old Testament. Because Jesus is to fulfill, or going to fulfill what's in Moses' law. Just remember, because the Bible says in Moses' law and the prophets in the Psalms concerning me. So in saying that, you know, I don't eat but one meat. And that's being fulfilled in us now. My meat is to do the will of him that is in all of us. And I think you all know who I'm talking about. He didn't allow them to eat all kinds of meat in the Old Testament dispensation. And that was pointing to this one meat that we now have to eat, and that is to do the will of God. And of course, we get our information about the will of God from the scriptures, and whatever was written in the Old Testament being fulfilled or going to be fulfilled. I was reading about Jesus when he came out of the grave, and all the things that are written in the law of Moses, in the prophets, and in the Psalms concerning me must be fulfilled. And see, so no one's going to get away from the Bible. No one's going to get away from the scriptures. And I always say, everyone, all the people, everybody on God's green earth under the sun has to give an account to God for this gospel, for what he has sent to us, for what we've heard. If you hear me preaching anything and you hear it, you have to obey it. But if you don't obey it and you reject it and you decide you don't want to ignore it, you got to give an account to God for that. So everything that we do, we have to give an account to God for. That's in this, word that he has, you know, and pardon on us. So everybody here tonight is responsible to God for everything that is written in this book. My God, man, everyone is responsible for a whole lot, because you're going to give an account to God for the Bible. And when you don't obey this, you're responsible for it, you know. And you didn't get away from this because you definitely didn't get away from this from enjoying your Baptist church or your Catholic church or your Pentecostal church or your non-denominational church. Because if these churches would shield me or you or anybody, you know, and would shield me from the commandments of God, I would run there too. I would run and be a part of that church. If they can sugarcoat it, I'm a part of that. You understand what I mean, Brother Allen? You know.
Yes.
So
Pastor, we have a caller on line number 704 who has a question for you tonight.
Sure.
Can we take it?
Amen.
Okay.
Yes, sir. We sure can.
Can you please give me your? Go ahead.
No, you're already on. Go ahead.
Greetings.
What part do we do in limiting the power of the Holy Spirit by not asking for God's intervention in our lives?
what part do you do by not receiving his word?
No, what part do we do by not asking for the divine intervention of the Holy Spirit and not accordance with our word and limiting what it can do in our lives? Do we do that ourselves, or we don't leave that claim?
Yes, sir. Great question. That's a wonderful question. And so what I got to say about that is, now for me, for instance, I'm a preacher, correct? So if I don't have the Holy Spirit, I can't be a preacher because I'm preaching the Word of God. The Word of God is His will for us. That's His plan. That's His divine plan. That's what he sent here for us to follow. That's the example when Jesus was walking earth. That's the example He left for us. So anything that's in the Word that doesn't concern the Holy Spirit, you're not going to have any understanding. You're not going to have the knowledge, and you're not going to be in His will because you're not following what His will is for you, and that's the Scriptures. And so in saying that, me being a preacher, I'm a preacher because the Holy Spirit made me a preacher. I didn't take any Bible college courses, or I didn't go to seminary school. I'm a preacher because God made me one. And if God is in anybody, excuse me, and if we don't have the Holy Spirit, then we don't have the guidance, we don't have the help, and the will that He has for our lives is detoured because of the things that we want to do in our own will, in our own words, our own opinions, our own philosophies. And that's the intervention. That's something that a lot of people don't understand. And we're all here to glorify God. And once everybody realizes that, that's why we go do the things that God says in the Word, in the Scriptures. Go get baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins and to receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, speaking in other tongues as God gives utterance, a duty to glorify God. And without the Holy Spirit, none of that is possible.
Answer. Well, I've always, and I've heard several times, people say that the Holy Spirit really is another comforter in our lives. And I think that's a good way to interpret that. So,
yes,
thank
and
you.
No problem. Thank you very much. Great question.
704, do you have another question for the pastor before we move on to the next caller?
No, I'm fine. Thank you very much, Alan.
Thank you very much for calling. God bless you.
Our next caller had a question through the email, and folks do continue to send it through email, text, or post it on our Facebook, and we will more than likely get to it as rapidly as we can because we do understand the sense of urgency, especially in the times of what we are experiencing now. But the email that came in, the question was, with all of the wars that are going on, how do we know to choose a side?
How do we know which side to choose?
Yes.
Good question. So we choose God's side because I believe that this is what the Bible already has said. If you go to Revelations, everything that's going on now is in the Bible. So it's like I told the last caller, always stay in the Scripture, stay in the Word, be on God's side, and for the rest of the world as well. And that's why we are in that's why we call it the last days, because this is supposed to happen. This is prophecy being fulfilled. This is supposed to happen. All these wars that are going on, this is supposed to happen. So I think as long as God's people and God's sheep, they keep listening to His voice, because my sheep hear my voice, God will keep you in line. He'll keep you where you will be safe from the rest of the world, because God has an assembly of people that He's looking. He's looking to come to get His church. But all this stuff has to happen first. Just like the gospel has to reach all four corners of the world before Jesus will come back. And you got a lot of people saying, well, Jesus is coming back December 25th on his birthday in 2025. But where does it say that in the Bible? The Bible is very clear and plain on what it says. So in saying that, if God's people just stay with God and keep everything in line with the word and stay in the scriptures, then you'll have God on your side and the rest of the world will fix itself and God will come and do what he always does and save everybody that's in his church. And, you know, like I said, everything's supposed to play out. This is like prophecy. So in saying that, just stay with God. Whatever is in the Bible, everything's in the Bible. Just read the Bible and pray to God, and God will always, God knows who his people are. Amen. And that's the best answer I can give for that question.
I had a conversation with a young man a little while back, and one of the statements that he made to me was that I don't think that God has time for me because he has a lot of bigger things to do. And I was lost for a moment on what to share with that young man. So before I even go on with what I said to him, how would you handle that, Pastor?
I would just tell him, God always has time for you. God is always listening. He's always hearing. It goes back to what I'm saying, what I've been saying, and what I always tell everyone. You have to follow the will of God. God has a calling. God has a calling on everyone's life, and that is to follow him and glorify him. God is reconciling the world unto himself. Now we are God's people. We are the holy people. We're God's church. So, and not the building, but the people. We are God's church. So if you are God's people, my sheep hear my voice, and strangers do not follow. So in saying that, if you are following the will of God, which is his word, his holy word, if you have what the apostles had, what they believe and what they preach and what they practice, then you will have the same thing, and God will always hear you, and God always will, he'll never leave you or forsake you. So as long as you stay in God's word, and you align everything that you do in your life with God's word and his promises, all these gifts that he has, they're all given to you for free. So take full advantage and receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and stay in the apostles' doctrine. And I guarantee you, God will never leave you because you are a part of his church.
Well, that was pretty similar to what I told him. Bottom line was, stay in the word and take a look at the blessings that you already have before you. Sometimes
Amen.
We get a little too caught up into what we want, what we expect, to the point that we want to tell God how to be God. Go figure that one out.
Yeah, and the thing, too, is a lot of people have this interpretation that, you know, that their will and their opinions and their philosophies and their ways and the things that they're doing, just because I go to church and, you know, I go to church every Sunday, then I go out clubbing and partying the next day, that, you know, that I went to church yesterday, so I'm free and clear from clubbing and smoking and drinking and, you know, fornicating and doing all that stuff. I'm free and clear, but are you following what the will of God is? Because a lot of people don't. They don't want that. They don't want to follow what God's word is, because a lot of things that God has to say or God wants us to do, no one is doing it. So in saying that, everybody has to have the same thing. And that same thing is in the scriptures, the apostles' doctrine. This is what God said. God said in the Bible, the secret things of the Lord God. Those are the secret things that he only knows. The things that are delivered to us, unto us, is for us to know. That's why the word, that's why the scriptures are here. These are the things that he wants us to know. And as far as I'm knowing, as being a preacher, I know that everything that God has sent us already is enough to get us to where we need to go, and that's to be with and not go to hell.
Ladies and gentlemen, before we get a little bit too far, I just want to remind you that we as men of God and those who are pastors or strong believers, we have a sense of responsibility to share the word, walk the walk while we're talking the talk. While we are in troubled times, it just compounds and gets a little bit worse when we ignore our responsibility. So for those of you who have joined us on the line to hear the word, share the word, I'm inspired to remind us to go and share the word. I'm going to play just a little bit of that song that we started off with earlier today or before the show really got going. And we're going to come back with the pastor to be able to help kind of tie this particular segment into a bow for us. But without further ado, let me just remind you, go to flashbksllc@gmail.com and support Flashback as we help our veterans and our former foster care youth. Don't move you. It sure did move me.
It moved me.
Okay, Pastor. Okay. If it's okay with you, as you can prepare to sum this up, I've lost a couple of lines right after that song. Maybe people needed to go and get their hanky or go and tell somebody else to get on the line because we do serve an awesome God. And if you could kind of help sum up tonight's sharing of the word and point us in the right direction as we move towards our Saturday coffee with the pastor.
Amen. Amen. Yes. Yeah. So thank you. Thank you, everyone, for the calls and the questions. I look forward to more people to call in and, you know, get this message as well and convict your hearts and follow Jesus, get into God's word, receive the Holy Spirit. I need everyone to go and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of their sins, get to receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, because this is not just for you. This is for everyone, and it's for your children. And we need to do what God says to do so we can all be a part and be in God's real church, his real church. Not these churches that you see today. None of those, because all these other churches, I'm not saying all of them, but a majority of them, most of them are sending all these people and souls to hell. And my job and my preaching that I'm imparting on everyone is what the Word of God speaks and what the Word of God says. I am preaching what the apostles believe and what they practice and what they preach as well. When Jesus, when the Holy Ghost fell upon everyone at Jerusalem on the day of Pentecost, and everybody needs to get that. and we need to, you know, stop killing time and doing nothing and trying to get away from what God had commanded everyone to do. And that commandment he commanded us to do is to live and be ye holy, to live perfect. You know, because then I get some folks, you know, that will say, oh, well, God didn't mean for anyone to understand the Bible. No way. So, you know, so most people just don't read the Bible, or they don't want to follow it because the things in there don't have that desire, because their desires are more deeper and more important to do than what God's desiring you to do and that he has hearkened upon you to do. And so when we disobey that, or we don't obey that, God will never give us understanding and the knowledge to guide us or to help us in these last days that we are here on earth. And I'm telling you, I'm telling everyone, brothers and sisters, what the world has shown you, and so your false prophets and your false religions and your opinions and your philosophy and your desires and your own will, is that, I have a question for everyone, is that better than what God's will is for you? And if anybody can answer that, I am all ears. But I would need Bible chapter and verses where your will is better than his that sent us. And like I said, I'm telling everyone, thinking you're getting away from something, and those scriptures and commandments you've heard them from me every Wednesday, every Saturday morning, you hear them, and they're still hollering at you. See, because now I got everyone tied up today. I got everyone tied up tonight. And I got everybody tied up tomorrow and tomorrow evening and tomorrow morning and the whole week and the whole month and the whole year. I got everyone tied up. And I preach the word of God. Who is going to want to hear me? Nobody. So I'm telling you what you got to do. You got to do what Jesus said. And that is be holy. This means everyone, the whole lot of you, a whole lot of folks, you know, I got you all tied up tonight. And if you don't, because you know the thing you're supposed to do and you won't do it, then you're guilty. Guilty. Then you're just prepared and ready for hell, and hell is for free. So, but you can't take all your desires and all your belongings and all your money and all your false prophets with you. You can take all of them with you. You can't take any of that. Your false prophets will be going, but all your material stuff, like your money and jewelry, you're not going. They're not going with you to hell. Mm-mm. So, the Bible says in Matthew 4, chapter 4, and at verse 4, but he answered and said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God," and that's what we have to follow, is what proceedeth out of the mouth of God. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. And thank you very much for having me tonight.
Amen. And thank you again, Pastor, for joining our weekly Bible study. Thank you.
Ooh.